After hearing more than 2 weeks of evidence, the jurors in the criminal retrial of Bill Cosby will start deliberating today. For member station WHYY, Bobby Allen reports that prosecutors and defense lawyers left the jury with vastly different pictures of the man once known as America's dad.
Prosecutors told jurors that the legendary funny man many know from The Cosby Show obscured a much darker side. They said for decades he preyed on innocent young women and got away with it. But the one woman at the heart of the trial, Andrea Constan, has been portrayed by Cosby's defense as someone who only wanted the $3.4 million civil settlement Cosby paid her. Cosby's lawyers have called Constan a con artist. But prosecutor Kristen Fedden stood next to Cosby during her closing argument, pointing at him and yelled, "The perpetrator of the con is this man." Cosby looked straight ahead with wide eyes. Outside of the courtroom, Cosby's spokesman Andrew Wyatt says Constan's story of being drugged and violated in 2004 has too many holes to be believed.
"This man is innocent of all these charges."
Wyatt repeated claims that Cosby's accusers fabricated their stories.
"Andrea Constan made up these fantastical stories in order to get rich."
In front of the jury, defense lawyer Kathleen Bliss suggested that jurors shouldn't be blinded by the Me Too movement. Bliss said, quote, "Questioning an accuser is not shaming a victim. Gut feelings are not rational decisions." She added that, quote, "Mob rule is not due process." The defense team also tore into the five other women who took the stand as witnesses to share stories of being allegedly drugged and violated by Cosby. But defense lawyers called them, quote, "failed starlets, driven by money and fame." Victoria Valentino accused Cosby of assaulting her in 1970 and watched in the courtroom.
"I mean, this is why women don't report, because we're met with this kind of stuff."
Valentino says no matter what the outcome of the trial, the Me Too movement will continue.
"If he's acquitted or if there's another mistrial, I think it's going to be very depressing. But I think we have, as I said, a tsunami, and I don't think that's going to go away."
Jurors today will start deliberating a case that could send 80-year-old Cosby to prison for the rest of his life. For NPR News, I'm Bobby Allen in Norristown, Pennsylvania.